We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
This is the Oklahoma State Cowboy Insider from Learfield IMG College. Now, here is your host, the voice of the Cowboys, Dave Hunziker.
Well, Oklahoma State, as far as the sports we cover, and like we have influence over it, football and men's basketball, was undefeated in the month of November. And the other guy that's in charge of that, my colleague John Holcomb, is with us as we break things down. Of course, we have so much influence over the outcomes. It's been a pretty good month.
We're doing a great job, Dave.
Sure we are. Doing a great job. You know, let's start with Chuba Hubbard. And certainly he should be part of the Heisman conversation. But let's just go back to August when people were asking me, you know, how good will he be? And the one concern I had about him, honestly, was his durability. Well, that one's been taken care of with flying colors. I mean, what about for you? What maybe has he done that surprised you? Or maybe a weakness or a concern you had going in that he has absolutely blown out of the water in resolving it?
Well, I mean, we had such a small sample size from last year when he was inserted when Justice Hill went down and didn't play again, that I guess my biggest concern, like yours, was durability, but the other one was what I was curious about, more than concerned about, when he had to get tough yards, could he get it? Because you're not going to hit a home run on every play and be able to show off the speed. Could you get the 4 or 5 when you had to get the last 2 or 3 of that short gain on your own? That, to me, has been as impressive as anything else that he's done. Yes, there have been times when he's been caught in the backfield, you know, and maybe hesitated, which he hadn't done a whole lot of, hesitated on a move and maybe got caught, but teams have been stacking up to try and stop him. But when he's got his legs going forward, he's got some big old dudes on his back, and he's still gaining positive yardage. That, to me, has been as impressive as anything else.
You know what, you know, as a team, one of the things that jumps out to me is you're only, and we've mentioned this a ton of times, but you're only starting 4 seniors. And things were not going well in mid-October. I mean, you're sitting there at 4-3. You're coming off a homecoming loss to Baylor. I think it could have been easy for a young team to kind of curl up in a ball and not play very well down the stretch. But it's been the opposite. And it's kind of been the need for patience that Coach Gundy's talked about throughout the process that really came into play. He was on the money. Just stick with it. young guys will grow up, they'll figure out what they need to do on both sides of the ball, and that's exactly what's happened.
Well, yeah, ball security has been the biggest thing there, but
it
you're
has.
Right. And it's, you know, the old adage that quarterbacks get too much of the credit when it goes well and too much of the blame when it goes bad. But, you know, it does go back to Spencer Sanders growing into the role and understanding what he can and can't do in situations where he's trying to make something happen. And he's really done a good job after those couple of games, you know, after the Baylor game. I mean, look, he had a late interception, or he had an interception at Iowa State, but you win the turnover battle. And then he had another one the following week against TCU, but you win the turnover battle. And he's been much, much better understanding game management. You know, you've got quarterbacks who are game managers that you know they will not turn it over for you, but you may not get the wildly explosive plays from them. If he can, you know, make sure that he has a handle on that and doesn't fall into any bad habits, he's going to have a really good career.
You know what's been fun? You know, and it was awful to see Tylan Wallace go down with the injury, so don't get me wrong. That was a terrible thing. But watching Dylan Stoner thrive has been fun to watch. Kansas, 2 touchdowns, 5 catches for 150 yards. It's been fun to see him have a chance to be in the spotlight a little bit because he's always been the more than willing complimentary guy and a good complimentary guy, but the way he's been able to move outside and what he's done the last couple of games has been really impressive. And I think for a lot of people that have followed the program, fans and those who work in the program alike, it's been nice to see him get rewarded.
Well, there's no question. And he's got enough experience and enough belief in himself that it's almost like he's been waiting for this opportunity, you know, and so in thinking, you know what, I'm going to be ready whenever my number's called. And he definitely has been. And it's not just been with catching the passes, Dave. I've noticed, you know, a little bit more aggressiveness in the punt returns, too. Almost got himself hung out to dry against Kansas when he fielded one of them near midfield. But he's just been a little more aggressive. But that's what that position needs, you know, because you have to be a weapon out there. So that people have to pay attention to you and not just gang up on the run and then roll the dice on whether your receiver on the other side or your group of receivers on the other side are going to hurt you enough. He's done that, and I think if you asked him, he would tell you, he would, knowing Dylan, he would point back to Chuba Hubbard as giving him opportunities. Because if you notice on that touchdown pass from Drew Brown to Dylan in the Kansas game, you go back and watch it, and the Cowboys had run the ball 3 straight times at Chuba. I think it was 3. Then the play fake, and the corner that's on Dylan is looking in the backfield, running toward the backfield. The safety on that side took 2 steps forward with his eyes in the backfield, and that gave Dylan an easy run down the sideline, drew through a perfect pass. So I think Dylan would say, you know what, this has been a lot of fun, but if we didn't have number 30 back there, then, you know, I'm going to get beat up a little bit better.
Yeah, you're right about that. And that's, you know, that's always part of the equation. Now you're facing a West Virginia team that suddenly has some momentum. They won at Kansas State last week. It really surprised everybody. They've intercepted Skylar Thompson twice. West Virginia did not turn the ball over, and it's been pretty simple. When the Mountaineers don't turn the ball over, they're pretty good because Coach Gundy has said he really likes their defense. But they've had some issues with turnovers. It's been especially true when Austin Kendall, the Oklahoma transfer, was a quarterback, but they inserted Bowling Green transfer Jarrett Dagey into the lineup as a starter against Kansas State. They didn't turn the ball over, and he had a solid game. So now you're facing a West Virginia team that has a lot of confidence. Defensively, pretty good. Offensively, they've really struggled, especially rushing the football. So we'll kind of see how that plays out.
Yeah, they're fortunate that Dagey has the experience that he has. And look, he was really good in Manhattan. The 3 touchdown passes he threw were all on 3rd down. And sure, Kansas State blew one coverage on the long one late, but and allowed a receiver to get behind him. But you have a guy who comes from a football family, who's running the show back there, and he's obviously got some confidence that he's playing with. But if you can make them one-dimensional, as quickly as you can make them one-dimensional. In other words, if you shut down the run and you force Daigie to have to beat you with a pass, given the way this OSU defense has been playing over the last month or so, and the fact that they're as healthy as this late in the year as maybe any OSU defense that I can remember, you got to like the chances to shut them down and potentially force those turnovers. And on the flip side, Dave, you've got that defense that has some good pieces to it, and it's really more of a 4-2-5 defense. But they may be missing their leading tackler, Norwood, who had to come out of the game at Kansas State. So it's an interesting matchup, and it's one. I got this question the other day.
So you're going to the game.
How much of a trap game is this, knowing Bedlam is the following weekend? And
yeah,
I said it would be a lot more of a trap game if West Virginia hadn't gone to Manhattan and upset Kansas State.
Well, yeah, you're exactly right. And, you know, the thing is with young players, it's kind of a catch-22, I would think. You would think young players aren't smart enough or wise enough yet to understand that you can't look past an opponent. But at the same time, they haven't played enough bedlams to understand necessarily what they're getting into. I mean, so it could be a two-way street. I don't know. Who knows? The interesting with Daigie, you read some newspaper accounts, there's been some talk that maybe he was a little bit banged up earlier in the season, and that's why they didn't play him early, you know. And suddenly West Virginia, the Mountaineers, can win their last two games. They go to a bowl game in what was supposed to be a complete reloading job. I mean, you look at their depth chart for this week, John, they've got six guys, I think two on offense and four on defense, that started full-time prior to this year. I mean, basically only six guys who were full-time starters a year ago who are starting now, and really, for the most part, have started all year. So it was supposed to be a complete reload. Coaching change. Some guys left. They had a lot of transfers, which was how Dana Holgorsen built that roster. But now they're sitting there thinking, shoot, we went two games. We go to a bowl game, which would be incredible for them.
Yeah, it would. And, you know, does this play in the Cowboys' favor, the earlier kickoff? You know, it you can argue that it's easier to play West Virginia early in the day than when the sun goes down, you know.
No doubt.
Now you could point back to the Cowboys' recent 11 a.m. road game at Texas Tech and say, well, probably not going to make a difference. But I think you're at a different spot here, and I think you have enough momentum that, yes, I think an advantage does kind of flip back to OSU with the earlier kickoff. But you're right, West Virginia finally has momentum. How much belief do they have moving forward? Is this a one-game thing? Because they lost five in a row. And, you know, you finally got a taste of something good. Yeah, you want to capitalize on it. But you're playing an entirely different style of team this week in OSU than you played at Kansas State.
John, looking forward to the weekend. Thank you, my friend.
All right, Dave. We're doing a really good job. Let's keep it up, okay?
We will do our best. And to you, you're doing a really good job out there for listening. So, thanks. We'll talk to you soon.
This has been the Oklahoma State Cowboy Insider. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig. Inspiring kid confidence.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.